Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
All right, Dave Plyer for Bob Surratt this morning. Dr. Sindhu Adderson from Northwestern Medicine joins us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Adderson.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm okay. You know, I will tell you, there's no matter who I talk to on the phone, I see in person, it seems like everybody's sick these days.
Yes, we are a bit busier than usual.
You know, high levels of the flu, RSV, COVID, what's the worst of it? Like, is it the flu? Is it the RSV? Is it COVID? Is it a little bit of everything?
Right now, COVID, at least in Chicagoland, is at a medium level. Previously, you know, most of the year was at a lower level. So we are seeing a bit of an uptick in COVID, as well as, you know, flu activity is fairly high right now in the community, you know, given people's travel and, you know, we're just coming off the holidays, we're seeing a bit of an increase in the flu as well.
You know,
not as much RSV.
Yeah. Okay. Not as much RSV. I will tell you that the week between Christmas and New Year's, Andy Mazur and I here from WGN Sports, we've had the same cold that we cannot get rid of. Like, it, whatever it was that we had still lingers. It kind of comes back again in full force, then it comes back down again. You know, is that what you're seeing right now with the flu strain that's out there?
Yeah, we see people who generally their symptoms start out as like, a, you know, mild viral symptoms, cough, you know, nasal congestion, a little bit of a sore throat. And then, you know, when these symptoms persist or, you know, kind of linger, we see, our mindset kind of shifts that maybe this could be a bacterial infection, and at that time we maybe would consider doing oral antibiotics, just give it, you know, our best shot and essentially treat if it is bacterial.
Now, if you got COVID-19, it doesn't really give you any antibodies about you know, for any other respiratory virus like the flu or anything. I mean, you could possibly get both.
Yes, yes.
That's crazy.
Technically you can get both. I don't envy those people at all.
No.
But generally it's rare that we see that, but it can happen. We've also seen people with concurrent infections like COVID as well as strep at the same time. So, yeah, not fun.
That's obviously not fun, no. Mm-hmm. All right, we're in the smack dab in the middle of January. Many want to take care of themselves in a better way in the new year, whether you're looking to lose weight, manage stress, solve a current health issue. One of the best places to start is your primary doctor's office and getting a yearly checkup. Isn't that important?
Yes, yes. We recommend doing a yearly checkup each year, and at that time, your primary care doctor can order preventative screening labs, any further testing that may be needed, just to do that yearly screening to kind of assess for any chronic or acute conditions.
Does it change by age? Like if you're in your 20s, are you going every year or every other year? Or how does it go when you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and over that?
Generally, we would recommend going every year. Because, you know, your things can change and you may not, these symptoms may not be apparent, you know, to that change. So it's always good to just get checked out. I would encourage going sooner if any new symptoms or issues were to arise. But I think generally once a year is a good touch point with your doctor, you know, and these visits are generally, you know, working on your physical health. Also, mental health is important too. So it's always a good place to start.
And speaking of mental health, you know, there's a lot of folks who get seasonal affective disorder, the winter blues, so to speak. I get a little of that. What are some ways to take care of your mental well-being when you're stuck inside? Wind chills are 30 below zero. How do you get out of some of that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, there's certain like lights and things like that people use that we've seen has been effective, you know, that kind of mimics the sunlight, which can be helpful. Other things that I encourage people that generally help with mental health overall are things like, you know, try to maintain a really good diet and try to exercise every day, move your body every day. Those are things that are really can be effective in terms of improving your mental health. Obviously, you know, if it's to a point where none of those things are helpful, then, you know, contacting your doctor and having a discussion may be the next best step.
And really pushing yourself to get out of bed when the sun is rising so late in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy to just kind of throw those covers back on and hunker down, but got to get moving, right?
Yeah, just try to get moving, try to get some movement each day. That's what your body is looking for and craving, and that in turn will help mental health.
Dr. Sindhu Adderson from Northwestern Medicine, thank you for joining us, and stay warm.
Of course, you too. Stay safe.
Thank you.